Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami Nation, what is good with everybody down there in South Beach? Everywhere, all the country listening, and this is SCU and Wally. We're going to have that fixed again during the week here on MSL Radio. And today with us, we have a special guest. She was on the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson. Now she's here on with me and Casey Wallach. Erica Blackburn from Georgetown University, it looks like, the associate producer for SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Erica, how are you today?
I am pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Casey Wallach, of course, is over me. How are you doing today, Casey?
Pretty good.
Cool. So, Erica, I wanted to ask, because obviously I have no idea, what is fantasy sports all about?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question.
Really,
it's just about compiling your perfect team, in a sense. It sounds easy, which, I mean, maybe in the beginning it is, but if you really want to make money from it, because fantasy sports is a billion-dollar industry, and there's lots of research involved. There's lots of formulas, algorithms, all kinds of things that go into constructing the best fantasy football team or fantasy sports team. If we're talking about a season-long league, then it's not as much research as it would be if you would do, like, daily. But it's huge business. It's getting bigger each day, really. And if you see, like, a lot of networks, for example, like ESPN have partnered up with fantasy sports websites and stuff like that, because they realize that the money there is so huge. They want to, you know, be a part of it. So, yeah, fantasy sports really, in essence, is about constructing your favorite team and getting paid for it, in essence.
I have friends that do follow fantasy sports. I don't. Casey, do you follow fantasy sports at all?
I've done, you know, fantasy football, you know, a few times. I haven't. That's the only sport I've really gotten into. I was going to ask you, Erica, just because, like, you know, of all the research having to do it, and right now since we're in baseball season, like, I'm not a huge baseball fan or anything, but, like, how much goes into, you know, doing the fantasy baseball with having, you know, so many games and all, you know, constant roster rotations and all that? I mean, that just seems like that'd be a lot of work.
Oh, trust me, it really is. And I'm not a big baseball fan. Well, I don't watch as much baseball as I do basketball and football, but seeing that because baseball has so many games and there's so many players to choose from, and also, there's so many stats as far as, you know,
right,
pitchers and hitters. Like, there's so much to really know and understand. You have to be an extremely good fan. Like, as far as daily sports goes, you have to be an extremely good player in order for you to really cash it. Because really, as far as daily sports goes, it's not for novices. They will eat up newcomers in a minute. Because, of course, you're looking at it from, as a newcomer, you're looking at it as like, okay, if I just construct this lineup really quickly, I should be able to cash out. Well, no, because there's 50,000 other people in the same tournament as you that want to make money from it, only they've done more research than you. They know, you know, certain batters or, like, different matchups to exploit that you may not know. So you really have to be really knowledgeable as far as baseball goes. And it takes a while. I mean, I've just started getting into fantasy baseball itself, and it is not easy. So you really have to watch as much baseball as you can and just follow the trends. Trends as far as, like, which players or which batters hit the best or which parks. I mean, it goes to as far as, obviously, weather. So-and-so hits better when it's 65 degrees outside than he does when it's 70 degrees outside. Like, it's the littlest things that you would never consider, but they mean a lot. And people who really take in consideration the little aspects of it are the ones that are normally the ones that are making the big money. And like I said, there's plenty of money involved. There's players that you can become a millionaire off of fantasy sports. Seriously. It's huge business. And, of course, it's enticing because of the money value, but if you're expecting to make $1 million tomorrow, your first time, it's probably not going to happen.
Well, I don't follow fantasy sports, but reading what I'm reading right now,
yeah.
If you are a fantasy baseball fan, you're going to watch out. You're going to want this guy on your team. Clayton Kershaw goes up against the Cubs today. He can become the third modern era pitcher since 1900. The Dirt Dodgers pitcher since 1900 with four straight 10-plus strikeout games. He would join Hideo Nomo, Sandy Koufax, and five times.
Right.
So if you're a fantasy baseball fan, you're going to want Clayton Kershaw on your team.
With fantasy sports, they also take in consideration how many players are owning a particular player in that for that particular day. We're speaking as far as daily sports goes, because season long is a totally different animal. But as far as daily sports goes, if Clayton Kershaw, for example, is the hottest pitcher for today because the matchup is likable. Like, I'll give you a for example. Yesterday I played fantasy sports, and I'm pretty sure everyone in America had Michael Walker in their lineups yesterday. I'm pretty sure he was heavily owned, and he absolutely did not come through with, you know, the experts, because everyone thought that he would do well yesterday, seeing that the matchup was very, very good for him. But they also take that into consideration too, because if you find players that are really under the radar and they have big games, you get more points for it. So it's about obviously finding the good matches, but it's also finding those players that, or you have some kind of indication that they would have a big game, and you're taking risk. Because that's all it is. It's really just a risk game. So Clayton Kershaw will probably be heavily owned today. We'll see. I have to look and see what other pitchers are on the mound today, but I'm pretty sure Clayton Kershaw will be one of them, seeing that he's the top pitcher in fantasy baseball this year. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. And last night, I was a fan of Tim Lincecum of the San Francisco Giants when he hit the long hair, because I love the way he pitches. Like, he just throws the ball so, like, uniquely different than other pitchers. Last night, he got ripped against the Dodgers. I watched the game. I was like, are they scoring this much, really? Like, the Giants had owned the Dodgers all season. And last night, the Dodgers took it. The Dodgers even said they were pissed about hearing how much the Giants had beaten the season. And they took it to them last night, beating them 10-2, I think, on Sunday Night Baseball. And obviously, I would assume if you have 10 to come on your team, your points, or however this works, your points went down a lot.
Yeah, well, as far as, like I said, daily is only for that particular day. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's daily. So what it is you have a salary cap. So for a site like FanDuel gives you, I believe, $50,000 salary cap, and they have prices next to the names of these players. Like, so, you know, you can't just draft, you know, all these high top players because you won't have enough money for. You have to, you know, strategically plan out your salary cap in order to get the best team, in a sense. So, pretty sure he was highly priced and highly owned, because obviously the best players are the ones that's going to be highly owned. I know. I think Clayton Kershaw was about 1100 on, about 11,000 on FanDuel yesterday. It just depends on the player. But yeah, if you draft somebody that you're expecting a big game from, like I was for Michael Walker last night, and they don't, you know, they don't return your value or your return on investment, then chances are you won't win. So I'm telling you, it's so much math involved. And now, now we're getting into to football season, and so research has already been done for fantasy football. They've already comprised the top fantasy picks this year. So I'm excited personally about fantasy football more than I was about fantasy baseball, just because I love football. And I think I'll be a little bit better at it. But like I said, fantasy sports is just, it's really frustrating, but it's so, like, fun and enticing and exhilarating, because there's always that chance that you may so happen, you know, cash out. So it's not going anywhere. It's always going to be here for sure.
$11,000.
And no offense. Yeah. Well, FanDuel money.
No offense to fantasy sports fans out there, but there's no way in hell I'm spending $11,000 for a player that does not exist. You know, well, technically,
right. I mean, yeah.
You get the point.
Do the salaries adjust throughout this season? Like, you know, based on the players' performance?
Exactly. Like, I know there's some players that I believe, I want to say Brandon Belt. It's a lot of players that salaries haven't adjusted, but they're playing really, really well. And so those are the ones that you will want to ride, because whatever reason, the site haven't adjusted their prices. And if they're playing as an elite player, but their price is like a middle tier kind of price, then you definitely want to, you know, stack up on that person or those kind of players. But yeah, they adjust as the season goes on.
I love money, but I don't have any, so I'm not going to play any fantasy sports anytime soon. That and seems like a lot of mess.
Well, you know, you can all. So, I mean, for daily, there. I mean, there's. For newcomers in particular, they have, like, dollar tournaments, and you can win a dollar or something like that. But, you know, most people, because they get enticed by, oh, I can win 10 grand today. So all the newcomers hop in into these huge tournaments where the experienced and more professional players lurk. And they're winning most of the time because they're playing against people who don't know what they're doing. But if you're interested, I mean, it's not for everybody. There's dollar tournaments. You can just play season long leagues with your friends, like with no money involved. I did that a lot with my friends. So it's just fun. It's just a fun thing to do, I guess. It sounds strange because a lot of people who don't play normally are confused about, you know, what's the big deal. But once you kind of get a little hang of it, you start to understand why it's kind of addicting in a sense. So. Yeah, but fantasy football is much bigger than fantasy baseball, I can assure you. So if you're interested in fantasy football or football period, you know.
All I can say is I can't wait for football. We're coming back. We're going to talk real sports with Erica Blackburn. This is SC and Wally here on MSO Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at that end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ehr, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the news.
ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog. Here only on MSL Radio.
It's a beautiful Monday morning. Unfortunately, it's a slow Monday morning here in the U.S. of A. Because, you know, sports world is just slow nowadays. So if you want to call in to talk to me, you want to talk to Casey, you want to talk to Erica Blackbird from SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, the number is 646-716-8715. You can follow us at Rain Fanatic 2. At Casey Wallach, at Erica, I'm having a hard time. Is it E Black E Bieburn? Erica Bieburn? How? What is your Twitter handle? I'm not.
It's Erica Bieburn.
Erica Bieburn. Okay, you can follow her at Erica Bieburn.
So, yeah, Blackbird was taken already, so I have to go with the next best thing.
It's all good. And you can follow the network at 305 Sports. And guess what? Fans, MSL Radio has their own Twitter page. Follow it at MSL. All capital letters, underscore radio. Follow this show at SU and Wallet. Just how it's spelled out on the description. So, Erica, I know you're a fantasy sports fan, but I also know you're a real sports fan because your Twitter bio tells me so, that you sports is your life, and it is my life as well. It has become my life the past few months. So, you live in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. Does that mean you are a Ravens fan or Redskins fan? What is your favorite football team?
Actually, I'm neither. I'm originally, my family's from New Orleans, so I've been here since I was about 8 years old, but I am a Saints fan that happens to be resident in D.C., around the D.C. area. So, Saints, die hard pretty much.
That's a first. I never heard of a diehard Saints fan. Of course, I root for them, Super Bowl 44, when they beat the Colts, I was so happy.
Yeah, they exist, you know, in the South, obviously, but, you know, normally people up here, and I'll tell you, most of the people here are either, obviously, Redskins fans or Cowboys fans. So, and I'm pretty sure there are more Cowboys fans here than Redskins fans in D.C., I mean, in Dallas. So, yeah, it's a weird thing you know.
I love hearing that because you're talking to a Cowboys fan right now. Obviously, Cowboys and Saints have their history, especially with the 41st Downs game back in, like, 2012. Not happy about that. But Casey is a Packers fan, so I know that those two teams also have their little history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as no one's a Falcons fan, we're okay.
That's Eric Robinson. You can listen to him on the Andrew Powell show.
Oh, boo. I was sure
Darren
Lynch
and Eric Robinson. Darren Lynch and Eric Robinson. Tonight at 8, not 9, at 8 on MSO Radio. So what about, I know you said you're not a baseball fan, but do you have a favorite team?
Well, since I'm here and I really like Bryce Harper, obviously, not just because he's having an unbelievable year, but, you know, there was a lot of criticism about him when he, you know, first got into the league about, you know, he wasn't living up to standards. And I was just like, he's like 20 years old. Like, give the guy a break, whatever. So, naturally, I root for the Nats because I'm here. Like I said, I haven't really been into baseball as of a couple of years. And so I'm not really in tune and everything about baseball. So I root for the Nats for sure. For basketball, it's so ironic because I used to actually play basketball, but I never had a particular team. I like so many different players from different teams that I could never just pick one. So I just stay away from becoming a fan, you know, in the basketball realm. But football, it is stamped, sealed, and delivered. Everyone knows who I'm a fan of for football. So.
That's New Orleans Saints. We keep that in mind.
Yes.
The Cowboys do play the Saints this season. I'm not too sure. I have to look that up.
Yes.
But
it seems like they play each other each year.
I know. Like last year, we kicked your, you know what, you know, plus my Cowboys.
Yeah,
but anyway, moving on.
That, we kicked your, you know what. So, you know, it's just like it was life.
Okay. So, Cowboys and Saints, Packers and Saints, Cowboys and Packers, we all have our rivalries. But sticking to getting back to basketball. I feel a little bit bad because we didn't let Casey, you know, ask questions if she had any questions for you. But I know Casey wanted to talk about what we like to call here on SDU and Wally, Weight Watch. Now, last night, I tweeted out, I was like, oh, man, because there's been so much drama with the weight situation, and we covered the Miami Heat here at myself. I was like, man, why didn't we start covering from the beginning? And I feel a little bad about not covering it. So, Casey, I guess let's start from the beginning. Where does this all begin with Dwayne Wade?
Well, I mean, as far as what's happened over the last 3 days, you know, as far as an update type situation, there was started with the Snapchat thing that his son posted Thursday, which was quickly taken down. But basically, someone tweeted out a screenshot of it, and it said dedicated to the Heat. So obviously Heat fans were like, okay, he's come back, you know, like their hopes were raised again. But what a lot of us who don't use Snapchat didn't realize that, like, it's actually a video with sound in the background. And so those who went and watched the Snapchat video before he took it down found out that the song playing in the background was Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, there's lines in it like, pay me what you owe me, you know, ballin' bigger than LeBron, don't act like you forgot, you know, stuff like that, and it's playing loudly in the background. And again, this was posted by his son. And then, so once everybody, like, realized that that's what was going on, you know, then everybody's like, wow, I mean, this is, you know, pretty uncharacteristic behavior for Wade or, you know, Wade's family to do something like this. So then, Father's Day yesterday, a picture came up and was all over Twitter of Dwayne Wade's dad wearing a Cleveland Cavaliers t-shirt at church. And, you know, so then, you know, that sparks everything again. The picture that was seen the most was actually a picture from 3 weeks ago, which was confirmed by Wade's sister. But then I guess the Twitter detectives went out and found that his father was actually wearing another Cleveland t-shirt, yesterday. So there was that, and then obviously there's been, the interest with, you know, between Wade and the Lakers and everything, and then, you know, the Dragic potential contract offer of $80 million over 5 years, which is, you know, $16 million a year, and, you know, and then today Wade posted on Instagram like three group pictures with LeBron, Melo, and CP3. So then people are saying, okay, now it's like Knicks, Cavs, or Clippers, no Lakers. And but the Lakers are really the only ones that I think have, you know, the most financial flexibility come July. So there's just, you know, a lot of stuff going on. You know, it's like people are complaining about, you know, like Wade's family trolling him and all this stuff. So it's been interesting from like the social media aspect of it and how it's just like escalated so quickly. And, you know, apparently Wade and the Heat are planning to meet within the next week to, you know, address the contract issues and try to resolve something. So,
yeah.
And the Heat are currently attempting to trade Chalmers and Chris Anderson to help free up some space, which I think they would be making like a combined $9.3 million next year. So that's kind of your Wade Watch update from the weekend.
One more thing. This just in to SC and Wiley. According to WPLG, Local 10 Sports, down in Miami, Florida, the Wade and he are meeting right now.
Oh.
So it's going to be interesting to see what they're talking about. Once this news comes out, we will have it for you on MSL Radio, probably tonight on tonight's show and Zuprow show.
Okay,
free agency
let me ask
begins.
You
sure, go ahead.
Okay. I was just curious if you could put a percentage on the likelihood of D Wade leaving. What would you think that percentage would be? I mean, I guess for me, like I just can't imagine him being anywhere else but Miami. And you know,
I've
watched the reports and read the headlines, and I'm just like, is this really a big deal? Like, is this much ado about nothing, or is this seriously like he's really considering leaving if, you know, he doesn't get paid? Which, I mean, I can't really fault him for that, but it's just I just can't see it.
Yeah, it's like I said, it escalated so quickly, and it's in reality, you know, obviously, you know, he wants the money back, you know, gave up to, you know, help the team. But, you know, it's just like the divide between their number, you know, the numbers is like so far. And, you know, now I think people's, you know, egos and feelings are getting hurt. So it's originally I would have said, no, you know, he's a Heat life or whatever, you know, that's, you know, where his career, you know, is meant to be. But as things have gone on, you know, you hear more stuff, like the percentage of him leaving is, you know, gone up considerably, and I hate to say that. I mean, it's like, you know, something I never wanted to think of, but it's definitely gone up a lot more. I mean, there's people out there saying like there's an 80% chance that he's gonna leave or something like that, which I'm not at that point, but
yeah.
Well, just to get real quickly, I say 40% chance he leaves, 60% chance something works out, but there's a lot going on that's saying that he's going to leave. The Lakers have interest in him. They're going to sign Dragic to a 5-year, $80 million deal. So, where's this? They're supposed to give this money to Wade, not to Dragic, according to Heat fans. But if he does leave, I think he's being in another LeBron situation when he left Cleveland. Wade jerseys are going to be burnt if he leaves Miami and goes anywhere else, basically. It doesn't matter where. You know, if he goes anywhere else. So,
really
quick. That's the way I see it. Really quick. Breaking news. The T-Wolves, notice on T-Wolves, have informed Carl Anthony Towns. He's going to be number one at the NBA draft this Thursday. Draft begins 7:30 Eastern Time on ESPN. So we already know who's going to be number one. The Lakers number two. We're going to see who they're going to pick. Tonight we got the College World Series Finals against Vanderbilt, Virginia, their third rematch in the College World Series history. The same team that won the first time won the rematch both the last two times. And Vanderbilt beat Virginia last season. So who do you guys have in the College World Series, Vanderbilt or Virginia?
I think I'm going to go with Vanderbilt. I feel like they've been mistaken. They won the College World Series last year, right? Yeah, so I'm going to just rock with them. They have championship caliber.
Casey, Vanderbilt or Virginia?
I'll go with Vanderbilt, too, just because
right.
of my
This has been SC and Wally. I want to thank you guys for being on today. You'll hear from me again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen III, here only on MSL Radio.